On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game. Connecting you to life outdoors.
Muskrat. It's winter in New Hampshire, and I'm walking along the shore of a pond. A thin layer of ice has formed on the water, and a few inches of freshly fallen snow have settled on top. The woods around the pond are quiet, except for my footsteps. From the shoreline, I can see the shapes of rocks and tufts of vegetation partially covered in snow. While taking in the expanse, my eyes wander to a small mound. It is close to the shore, but there is undergrowth and rocks between it and the trail. I realize that this knoll is probably a muskrat lodge built out of herbaceous plant life foraged from the water. Muskrats are large brown aquatic rodents, about a foot or more in length, with a long, hairless tail. People will sometimes mistake muskrats for beaver when they are swimming because only their brown nose can be seen sticking out of the water. However, the telltale sign of a muskrat is its tail, which is skinny and vertically flat and allows this rodent to use it like a rudder. As I continue walking along the pondside trail, I keep an eye out for more evidence of muskrats. In warmer months, I might find their scat deposited on rocks or logs. It is oval-shaped and black or dark green in color. It might be mistaken for goose or duck droppings, but muskrat scat will not include any white coloring, which is the uric acid found in bird scat. There are plenty of rocks and logs along the vegetated shore of this pond, which I imagine muskrats sitting amongst during the summer. These are the areas where they will leave messages for other muskrats in the form of a strong-smelling musky odor, hence their name. Muskrats also communicate with squeaks and squeals, but it is their distinct scent that leaves a lasting message above the water. All of the plant material I see looks like perfect food for these animals, which feed on cattails, rushes, and water lilies. Because they are omnivores, muskrats will also consume fish, snails, and clams. Sometimes they will construct a platform or small house out of vegetation where they will eat. I walk to a picturesque spot with a view out across the pond, where I continue to scan the water's edge for some sort of movement. It isn't likely that I will get to see a muskrat on this day because they are primarily nocturnal. However, they do not hibernate. Somewhere underwater or in a lodge, I know that there are muskrats nearby. If the pond's edge was more substantial, the muskrat might even dig a burrow in the banking to den in. Muskrats usually live alone, but in the winter they may den together, and they of course co-mingle during their March through August breeding season. They don't typically store food for the winter, so they move daily between their winter lodge and a feeding site. Muskrats can even feed underwater. Their lips close behind their front incisors so they can gnaw on a submerged plant or root without taking in any water. As I continue on my walk, I imagine what might be happening under the iced-over pond. Perhaps in a few hours, when dusk arrives, a muskrat will leave the safety of its lodge and swim from one side of the pond to the other. Muskrats are strong swimmers, capable of reaching speeds of up to 3 miles per hour, navigating backwards, and remaining underwater for about 15 minutes at a time. As I loop back around the water toward my starting point, I take one last look back at the tarn, imagining a muskrat swimming effortlessly through the water below.